When you earn your degree online at Arizona State University, you get everything the nation's most innovative university has to offer. The same internationally recognized faculty, the same nationally ranked programs, the same degree. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
Off the ball, rugby.
Obviously, when you're training and playing with Robbie Henshaw, Gary Ringrose, Gibson Park inside, all that kind of stuff, he's going to see the level that they're at. And
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
All right, you're welcome back. It is Thursday's Off the Ball. It's Nathan with you tonight. 0879 180 180 is the WhatsApp number. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can get in touch with that number 24/7. We get your message out on air. We got John Giles coming up a little bit later in the hour, but the All Ireland Ladies Football Championship gets underway this weekend. And to look ahead to it, I'm delighted to be joined by a five-time All Ireland winner with Cork, Dearan O'Sullivan. How are you, Dearan?
I'm good, Nathan. How are you?
I'm all right. We spoke to you when you retired earlier in the year, but now that it's finally here and championship is starting for Cork, how are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, to be honest. Definitely different being on the other side of things. I was at club training there now tonight. The evenings are longer. The ground is that bit harder. So definitely feels like championship. And just looking at the clashes we've in store for this weekend, you know, there's some mouth-watering head-to-heads there. So, I think the 2024 championship will be special this year.
Dublin are the holders. They beat Kerry by 18 points to 10 in last year's final. And only once in the last decade have Dublin failed to reach the All-Ireland final. They've won six of them. Is it Dublin plus one other when you look at the overall season?
Yeah, looking at the overall season, it's hard to look past Dublin and Mick Bowen's team. Look, they steamrolled the Leinster Championship. They beat a very good Meath team by 18 points, you know. It's hard to find their weaknesses. Even looking as an opposition manager, I don't know where you begin. They've leadership in all lines of the pitch. They've some household names in ladies football. Like even looking up top, like, you put your best man marker, say, on Carla Rowe, and then, you know, Hannah Terrell, Quiva O'Connor, what you do with everyone else, you know, they've threats all over the pitch. So it is hard to look past Dublin now, if I'm being honest, as much
what
as
do you do, Dearan? So when teams are looking at Dublin and they are looking at the array of attacking talent that they have, what will opposition coaches be thinking about? What will they be trying? What will they be planning to somehow stall the momentum of that forward line?
Yeah, I suppose the big thing there you have to start with is their half back line, the likes of Lauren McGee, Sinead Goldrick, breaking forward at ferocious pace. Jennifer Dunn as well is a strong runner for them, and stopping that supply into those forwards, because once they get the ball up that far in the pitch, they are very, very hard to stop. Like, that's what I'm saying. I just can't at the moment see Dublin having too many weaknesses. I think any team that can stop them, possibly Armagh. I think they have some of the best defenders in the country at the moment. I think their fullback, Clodagh McCambridge, is the best fullback in the game at the moment. I marked her one day. And I remember coming on the bus after the match and saying to the girls, it's appropriate that her surname is McCambridge, because she made brown bread with me the same day. So that's the running joke with her. Like, so Armagh do have good defenders, you know, so I think they might be able to stop them. But, you know, you snuff out one attack and there's quench one fire, and there's five or six more going off from the Dublin attack. So, you know, if someone has an off day, someone else is there to pick up the pieces.
The worry for everybody else when you look at Dublin as well is that they've probably had their off period in those couple of years where they didn't win the All-Ireland, and the feeling listening to Mick Bowen is they've come through the transition maybe quicker than even he expected, winning the All-Ireland last year, possibly a year sooner than they thought they'd be back doing that. He's talking about a couple of players in particular, Niamh Crowley and Niamh Donlan, who have come into the Dublin defence as two diamonds, and it's rare to hear a manager speak so highly of young players coming in. What have you seen from them and what they're going to bring to Dublin?
Yeah, I think Mick has done ferocious work up in Dublin because, you know, the likes of Leah Caffrey, Martha Byrne, Sinead Goldrick, they've made a name for themselves as, you know, stalwarts in the Dublin defence. But Mick was a step ahead, and Dublin underage structure there, under 16 minor, they were bleeding players in the last couple of years, making sure that that drought in Dublin, you know, wasn't staying for too long. So, yeah, those guys have really stepped up to the plate. And as I said, you know, there are no weaknesses in that Dublin team. Trying to get onto the starting 15 is extremely competitive. Not to mind, you know, that the 20 then, and I know they name a match day panel, so you might be named on the programme for the day. So, you know, that competition within the squad is huge, and I can only imagine what their AVBs are like. You know, they're all fighting for that jersey. They all know they have the potential to win in All-Ireland, so that does drive a team on as well.
They're playing Mayo in their opening game in Group 4. So the way this works is there's four groups of three teams, and two teams in each group go through. So this game between Dublin and Mayo, it's what, 8 years now since Mayo last reached an All-Ireland final? They haven't got to an All-Ireland final since Cora Staunton left, essentially. Where are Mayo under Lee McHale and this new management team from what you've seen?
Yeah, so I don't think the Connacht final scoreline did them justice. They were there, thereabouts. There was a point or two in it, and then Mayo got a last minute goal to put, I think it ended 111 to 9 points in the end. Look, Mayo are extremely organised, trying to break down that defence. They'll stay with Dublin for so long because they're so organised. They have a good structure. You know, Danielle Caldwell and Catherine Sullivan at the back will have things organised back there. I just don't see Mayo staying with Dublin for the full 60. Not many teams can do that. But definitely Mayo look organised. They look extremely fit. I'd say the GPS results of the middle eight are frightening. But I don't know, have they enough up front? They're relying a lot on Sinead Cafferty, Lisa Cafferty. So it'll be a challenge for Mayo. But yeah, I think the way sport has gone, even last weekend, or the Cork hurlers, the Cork footballers, it's mad. You know, there's no such thing as a sure thing in sport. So that's what makes it exciting.
When we're watching teams play Dublin, will most teams be ultra defensive? Is that all you can do, all you can expect?
I think so. Like, if I was a manager setting up to play Dublin in the morning, that's how I would, and try catch them on the counter attack. And then maybe with, you know, the 15, 20 minutes to go, maybe press up and try go a bit more attacking. But I think you'd be silly not to go defensive against Dublin. They've just quality all over the pitch. So I think it's trying to stay with them for as long as possible. And then I suppose throwing caution to the wind in that last 15, 20 minutes and going for it and pressing up a small bit more further up the pitch.
You mentioned Armagh there, who are the Division 1 league winners. They're the Ulster champions. And maybe we'd be talking about them as potential All-Ireland contenders. And maybe you're still going to talk about them as potential All-Ireland contenders. But Amy Mackin's injury to a cruciate, her sister Blaheen also suffered a cruciate injury at the start of the year. We know their brother suffered a cruciate injury. Just a real terrible time for the family. But does Amy Mackin's injury, is she of such importance that it changes your opinion of what Armagh can achieve this season?
Yeah, I suppose just firstly to pass on commiserations to the three of them. It's a freak thing to happen. I think any three in the 1 year from the same family. So you wouldn't wish that on anyone. Yeah, look, Blaheen and Amy are quality players. I suppose they bring that X factor and that that our new dynamic of kicking football to Armagh, match that up with Caroline O'Hanlon and Kelly Mallon inside. They're probably the best kicking team in the championship, and they have that quality. You know, young boys go to Kerry games to watch David Clifford. I think young girls go to Armagh games to watch Amy Mackin. Now, saying that, we played Armagh, I think it was two championships ago, and Amy was injured the same day, and we only just about got over the line. So, yes, she's an integral part of the team, but, you know, I do think Armagh are not the Amy Mackin show. I think they've a lot more than that. But yeah, look, at the end of the day, she's a big loss, and you'd be, I suppose, foolish to think otherwise.
it is also nearly 20 years since they reached an All-Ireland final, so they do need to prove as well that those massive games at the end of the season, that they can go and win those ones.
Yeah, exactly. I think, to be fair now, they set out their stall in the league this year, winning the Division One National League for the first time ever. So, you know, they can do it on the big days, and just trying to learn from that going forward. They went on then to win the Ulster, the provincial championship after extra time against Donegal, who are a serious outfit as well. And I think, you know, to show that resilience after extra time to get over the line when maybe things weren't going their way on the day. So I think, yeah, they could be a dark horse in the championship this year.
Meath have obviously just been one of the great stories of Irish sport over the last few years, ending Dublin's run for five in a row, winning back-to-back titles, the way they moved up through the ranks. What's going on at the moment that they're on the end of such a heavy beating to Dublin?
Yeah, I don't think, to be honest, anybody saw that coming. It ended with an 18-point margin. Yeah, look, to be honest, it's not making sense for me from the outside looking in. They have still a lot of those players that did that magic, that came up from intermediate, that went on to win the intermediate All-Ireland, that the following year went on to win the senior championship. A lot of those household names are still there. So I can't quite put my finger on it. You know, the likes of Emma Duggan, Maura Shaughnessy, Aveen Cleary, their big guns are all still there. So I don't know. Look, a couple of teams underperformed in the league. I suppose Cork themselves wouldn't have been happy with their league campaign. So maybe they've got things together. They had a big gap between, say, league and championship and provincial and All-Ireland series. So maybe, you know, they went away and got things right. But yeah, not looking good from a Meath perspective at the moment.
That's a huge game on Saturday. Armagh against Meath at the Athletic Grounds. It's a 2 o'clock throw-in. It's going to be on TG Cahir's YouTube page if you want to watch it, because I guess that'll show us, you know, are Meath trying something different? Are they trying to peak a little bit later? Because if they follow up the performance against Dublin with something like that against Armagh, it'll probably end up in a similar result.
Yeah, look, that could be exactly the case, that they tried stuff during the league and, you know, everyone bought into the game plan. Maybe it just didn't work for them. You know, nobody knows. It's hard from an outside camp to try guess what's going on internally. But look, I do think they still have the quality players there. Like, looking at them on paper, they seem strong. It's just not presenting itself then on the pitch. But yeah, as you said, I think this weekend there are some mouth-watering clashes. Armagh and Meath, Donegal, Kerry, Dublin, Mayo and Cork and Laois. So I think this weekend will set the tone for the championship.
I'm sure it's difficult for you to talk about Cork because, you know, so many of them still in there. But with your retirement, with your sister Kira stepping away, quite a few other players not involved in the squad, where are Cork right now?
Yeah, Cork have had a topsy-turvy 2024. They struggled in the league and unfortunately one loss seemed to have a domino effect and they couldn't get out of that losing streak. You know, things weren't looking good at the end of the league. They were relegated to Division 2 football for 2025. I think the girls could have packed it in there and then. I think they have showed huge resilience. We always, throughout the years, found it extremely difficult to get over the line with Waterford. They went out and put in a serious shift that day. Went on to beat Tip by, I think, Sid McGoldrick hit an absolute world in the last minute of a point to win. Extremely good performance, first half performance down in Mallow against Kerry in the Munster final. They dominated that first half. You know, they completely bossed Kerry. They were 10 points to 4 up with the minute to go to halftime. Kerry got, I suppose, a fortunate goal, a high ball into the square. So it ended 1-4-10 going in at half time. And I did think Cork, you know, deserved to be a small bit further ahead. As I said, they just steamrolled Kerry that day in the first half. And then the second half, it really was a game of two halves. Kerry took over whatever was said at half time. They really put the foot down and took over in the second half. But look, given where Cork were, I think they'll be happy enough with their Munster campaign. But saying that now, I think Laois away has the potential to be a banana skin for them. Never easy to go in as favourites, you know. So they'll have to prepare and tick all the boxes, and I've no doubt they will, and get over the line on Sunday.
The other team in that group is Galway, who are also relegated from Division 1. They obviously have the weekend off. The other game then this weekend, Donegal against Kerry. Kerry, you touched on, Munster champions, got to the All-Ireland final last year. Are they expected to be the closest challengers to Dublin again?
Yeah, they're definitely in the hat, like, for that. They've some quality. And what I noticed this year in the Munster final was, you know, Louise Niverhertig didn't start on that day. Less reliant on her, which would benefit her, I think. You know, she's always had huge attention on her. It's very hard. She's always had to mark the opposition's best defender. She could be double marked. So I think the other players stepping up will create more space and freedom for Louise later on in the championship. The likes of Danielle O'Leary there kicked 10 points on the day.
Does that look like a conscious decision from management, Dearan, that they realise that they've become overly reliant on her, that actually they, and if you're an opposition team, you know, well, you know you're not going to be able to stop her that much considering the rate of scoring that she generally has regardless, but that they need three or four more forwards to come up and help with the scoring?
Yeah, I don't know if it was intentional, but it certainly seems to be working. Like, I just think going out and knowing as a defender and as a forward that everything has to go through Louise, it's that bit easier to cut off the supply. You know, everything she does is, it's pressure. I just think she'll be able to play with that bit more freedom in this year's championship, given, you know, the likes of Anna Galvin, Emma Dineen, they're setting, or they're helping her out up front. So I think that'll take pressure off Louise, and I think she's going to have a big say in this championship.
All right, big weekend ahead. Give us your four winners for the weekend then.
Oh, okay. I'm going to back Cork.
Well, we could have gone with that one.
Yeah, yeah, I'm looking forward to that game now on Sunday. I am going to back Dublin against Mayo. I am going to back Kerry against Donegal. And I'm going to back Armagh against Meath.
All right, great stuff, dear. And we'll hold you to account next week and all of that.
Thanks very much, Nathan.
It is the opening weekend of the Ladies Football Championship. We'll have updates on Sunday afternoon. Stephen Doyle is going to be at Parnell Park for Dublin against Mayo, and we'll keep you up to date with all the other games as well, and we'll have plenty of reaction to all that on next week's Off the Ball and Off the Ball Breakfast. John Giles is standing by. He's on the way next.